This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
It's Father Tom and Deacon Joe. Today is the Ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. God goes up with shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. God goes up with shouts of joy, a blare of trumpets for the Lord. He ascended into heaven, and from heaven he pours out the great gift of the Holy Spirit. The church is not lacking the Holy Spirit. We only lack in not asking for the outpouring of the Spirit. The presence of the Holy Spirit is real, but most people don't have an idea. We get that powerful Spirit of Pentecost when we reach the point that we cannot do anything else on our own power. And God sends forth his Spirit and renews the face of the earth one person at a time. It happened in 1968. We were doing an Antioch retreat. Young people speaking to other young people about Jesus Christ, about the power of the Holy Spirit. As we were preaching and speaking about Jesus that Saturday night, I wasn't there, in the chapel, the power of God broke out. The Holy Spirit broke out. And the people that were before the Blessed Sacrament started praying in tongues. I was downstairs, fast asleep. Didn't have any idea what was happening until I went upstairs the next day on Sunday, and I was before the Blessed Sacrament, and the power of God that came on Saturday to those people came on me as I was before Jesus Christ as the Eucharist. Oh, yes, there is power in the name of Jesus. The church is not a defeated person. The church is victorious in the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We need to proclaim that he is Lord. This broadcast has only succeeded for 41 years because he is Lord, not me. He is the one proclaimed, not me. He is the one that touches people. He is the one that heals people. He is the one that draws people to hear the message. Oh, yes. The only thing we need to do is we need to be faithful in little things. And as we are faithful in little things, he draws us into bigger things. I don't know what's big, and I don't know what's small. I just want to do his will. Well, today I have with me Deacon Joe, and he has a ministry, and the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and the church work through this ministry. Thanks be to God. Why don't you share with us some of the things that have happened?
I'll just give you a little background to begin with. So I run a ministry called Home Ministry, stands for Houses of Mercy. Our mission is to partner with Holy Spirit to foster revival one soul at a time. There's kind of two pillars to the work that we do. One is to teach, equip, and activate people in freedom in Christ. And the other one is to teach, equip, and activate people in their baptism. In freedom in Christ, we use a model of healing and freedom and deliverance called Unbound. And we've just seen so many miracles in people's lives. After coming out of a prayer session, people saying things like, 90 minutes of prayer has done more for me than 20 years of therapy. That's not to knock therapists. Therapists are a gift from the Lord too. But there are certain areas of the heart that only Jesus can touch. And he can light people up in beautiful ways. Another example, a gentleman after prayer went home, took a nap, and then sent an email and said, I was exhausted. Basically said, I was exhausted after the session. I felt like I hadn't slept in 10 years. I needed a nap. All those years of anxiety lifted off. We had a conference recently where a gentleman gave a testimony at the end and said, I was abused in 1972 at 9 years old, and today I feel like a million pounds lifted off.
Thank you, Jesus.
So this reality of if we're dealing with repetitive sin or attachments or living under the power of deception in our lives in different ways, the lies that we believe, Jesus in the gospel is a gospel of freedom, and he gives us a way to, if we surrender to him, to essentially break out of that. He lifts that out of our hearts, out of our lives. One way to think about deliverance and inner healing is sometimes, depending on how we live our lives, depending on how we respond in life, we can build walls around our heart. And so we're not able to receive love the way that the Lord wants to give us love through other people, directly, whatever ways he wants to give us love. And so he gives us a beautiful ministry called Deliverance Ministry, Freedom and Healing Ministry, to essentially take down those walls so that we can receive love the way that he's giving it to us, and then we can be that vessel of giving that love in the world as well. So that's a big part of what we do. And the other part is, like I said, teach, equip, and activate people in their baptism. So as disciples of Jesus Christ, we are given the Holy Spirit. Father Tom just mentioned that. We're given the Holy Spirit all throughout the New Testament, especially in the letters of Paul and the Acts of the Apostles. We see the word power, power from on high, that the gospel is not a matter of talk, but of power, Paul says. Amen. The Greek word underlying power is dunamis, and that's the root word for dynamite. So many times in the world, if you will, Christians walk around as if we're carrying matchsticks, when in fact we're carrying dynamite.
Amen.
And so we need to learn how to partner with the Holy Spirit, allow him to just overwhelm us, partner, and then blast his love into our sphere of influence. The reason why things are sort of chaotic in the world today, if you will, is because we failed as Christians to proclaim Jesus, not just in word, but in deed, not just in, you know, theology, but in power.
Yes.
And so... You know, we're beginning today a 9-day novena, if you will, for the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And so this second part of the ministry that I'm involved in is really all about helping people to enter into this lifestyle of partnering with the Holy Spirit and manifesting the love of God with the power of God. And it's called the Encounter School of Ministry. There's about 40 satellite campuses worldwide. There's one here in Boston. There's some all over the country, and like I said, it's international. The main campus is in Brighton, Michigan, the Lansing Archdiocese. A priest and a layman founded it. Dr. Mary Healy is the curriculum advisor, and it's an opportunity for people to really go deep in the life and the spirit, really go deep learning how to hear God's voice and share with other people, going deep with learning how to pray for healing. When you're at the grocery store and there's somebody dealing with something, the Lord could be speaking to you saying, step out and step in and
right.
Reach out and pray. And people, things happen. The Lord shows up, touches people's hearts, opens their minds to be able to ultimately lead into relationship with him. So anyway, that's kind of the two main things I'm involved with, and it takes up a lot of time. So a few years ago, I started just doing ministry full time, and it's a huge blessing to walk with people, to serve people, to go deeper in the life and the Holy Spirit.
Scripture says, this Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. I tell you, there is power in the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. He ascended so that he could pour out upon us the great gift of the Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you, it's nothing less than Pentecost. It's nothing less than Pentecost. I found this out in 1968. We were on a college retreat, preaching the gospel the best way that we knew how. On a Saturday night, I wasn't there. I was sleeping downstairs. On a Saturday night, people were in the chapel, and they began praying for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and they start speaking in tongues and prophesying. Oh, yes, I found that out in the morning when I woke up. They were speaking in tongues and prophesying. God was doing something that only God can do. And you know what? I'm glad I wasn't there, because I probably would have been critical. God had to do it to me the way I needed it to be done. And that's the way God is. Thanks be to God that Pentecost is the experience of the Christian, of the church today. Not a new Pentecost, the same Pentecost. Jesus said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Not me only, but you. When's the last time you witnessed to someone about the Lord Jesus Christ? When's the last time you laid hands on someone to be prayed for in their pain, in their sickness, in their agony? When's the last time you did it? If you said, oh, I don't do that, I wait for the priest. Well, you're not living fully as a Christian. We are called to bring the gospel to people and people to God in the gospel, Jesus himself. That's what we're called to do. And if we don't do it, I'm going to tell you, the devil on the other side does what he wants to do. And I tell you, the church needs to wake up, starting with me, wake up. And how do we get awakened? With the kiss of Jesus on the lips. Oh, yes, we're like Snow White, waiting for the prince to kiss us. The prince of kings, the king of kings, the lord of lords, waking us up, not by shaking us, but by kissing us. Wake up, my beloved, and go forth and see the power that I have given you. Wake up, my church, and see the power that I have given you. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. I found it out in 1968 when I was 21 years old. I knew nothing of Pentecost other than it was a feast in the church 50 days after Easter. But that day I received the fulfillment and the release of baptism and confirmation. I started speaking in another language. No one taught me. No one taught me. No one taught me. I just started praising God. I couldn't do it any longer in English. And all of a sudden, things started to come out of my mouth. This is 1968. This is when things like that were looked upon. Well, you know what? That emotionalism, I tell you, was no emotionalism. It was the gift of the Holy Spirit. And what did he do? He led me to proclaim the word of God. That's what the Holy Spirit does, to proclaim Jesus, to make Jesus known to people, that they would come to know him, not in their heads, in their lives. Know Jesus Christ. Oh, that's what we need to do, to know. That's what Pentecost is all about. Remember what Peter said, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. And what happened? What did the Jewish people say? What must we do to be saved? And what was the answer from Peter? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my friends, so many people have no idea of the Holy Spirit. Oh, we've got him in confirmation, but we've got him in a birdcage. He wants to do something, something wonderful in you, something wonderful through you, something wonderful for you. He is the miracle worker. We could not get along without Pentecost. But I'm going to tell you about Pentecost. I've often told you there's a cost in Pentecost. Oh, it will cost you your life. But it's worth it, because you'll see things that other people don't see. You'll do things that other people don't do. God will give you unction into the kingdom of heaven. Just ordinary people become extraordinary by the gift of the Holy Spirit, not because of them, not because of me, but by the gift of the Holy Spirit. We need Pentecost every day, not only once a year, 50 days after Easter. We need Pentecost every day so that we can proclaim this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah.
Jesus came to reveal the Father and pour out his Holy Spirit that our life might be transformed, that we might be lit on fire. And the beginning of each gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, speaks to this. When John the Baptist is on the scene, in Mark, he says, I baptize you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In Matthew, I'm baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who's coming after me is mightier than I. I'm not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Amen.
Do you want fire? Do you want fire in your bones? Ask the Lord. Just ask him. In Luke, we hear John answered all of them saying, I'm baptizing you with water, but one mightier than I is coming. I'm not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire.
Yes.
With the Holy Spirit and fire. And then in John, I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, on whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the deepest longing of our heart is to come into union with God. We try a lot of things outside of God, and it just doesn't work. Benedict XVI has this beautiful quote. He says, the ultimate thirst of men cries out for the Holy Spirit. The ultimate thirst of men cries out for the Holy Spirit. We need to ask the Lord to pour out his Holy Spirit on us, to fill us with his fire. Father Tom mentioned his first experience. My first experience with that sort of infilling, I didn't even know what it was at the time or anything like that. I was visiting a friend. He read a portion of the Gospel of Matthew, the Sermon on the Mount. And after he read it, or when he was reading it, the Lord kind of convicted me, pierced my heart. And from that day forward, my life completely changed.
Amen.
I was practicing my faith up to that point, Sunday Mass, sang in a choir, said prayers a couple times a day. After that point, I couldn't get enough of scriptures every day, Amen. Rosary, daily Mass, weekly Amen. Confession, on and on and on. The devotions, the Lord just lit a fire inside of me. And I'm not special. I am special, but I'm not special. This is for every single soul. We need to cry out to the Lord to pour out his Holy Spirit upon
yes.
us, that the grace of our baptism and confirmation
yes.
might be enkindled. It's one thing to have a beautiful fireplace. It's another thing to have a roaring fire inside of that fireplace. The Lord said, how I long to cast fire on earth and how I wish it were already ablaze. You and I are called to be that blaze. St. Catherine of Siena said, she said, become who you're meant to be and you'll set the world on fire. Mm-hmm. Become who you're meant to be and you'll set the world on fire. The Holy Spirit wants to set us on fire to make us into another Jesus so that
Amen.
Jesus can walk the earth through our hands and feet, through our lips, through our words, through our prayers, to make him present. Thank you, Jesus.
And it happens in people that know nothing, but that are hungry. Why doesn't it happen to those that are trained in theology? I don't know. But when you're hungry, even people who are trained in theology, God comes with the experience of Pentecost. He comes with power. That's what the Word of God says. You shall receive power, dynamos, dynamite, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses. You see, a witness has firsthand experience. It's not, I was told about Jesus. Oh, no. I met Jesus. I've experienced Jesus. I know Jesus. I want more of Jesus. It's all so real. But it's also real because you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. The Holy Spirit is the key. Oh, we do not even have to mention him because he proclaims and glorifies Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no glorification of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, there's no healing in hearts, souls, bodies, and spirits. The Holy Spirit is the one that brings us to Christ. Put your hand on your chest. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you know what Jesus said? You have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. You ask for this, you ask for that. But the most important that you don't ask for, come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, thou Father of the poor. Come, thou source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Thou of comforters the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. On our coldness pour thy heat. Cast the sins of death away. Oh, come, Holy Spirit. Make Jesus real to me. Come, Holy Spirit. Let me proclaim Jesus to my friends and even to my enemies. Come, Holy Spirit. The church would have died in the upper room if there was no Pentecost. And I'm going to tell you, in many places, the church is dead because there's no Pentecost. And I'm going to say it again. There's a cost in Pentecost. It will cost you your whole life. But there's nothing better that will happen in the power of the Holy Spirit. You will change people's lives one at a time. Bring people into a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Bring people to the sacrament of reconciliation so that they can receive the body and blood of the Lord. My friends, you don't have to be a priest to do these things. I got them way before I was a priest, way before I was ordained. God did it in me. He did it in me as a layperson. And what did I do? I did exactly what happens in Acts, the second chapter. I began to lead people to Jesus Christ through the proclamation of his cross, burial, resurrection, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. How we need the coming of the Holy Spirit. We are desperate for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we are dry bones. Without the Holy Spirit, we are corpses. What does it say in Ezekiel 37? Come from the north and the south and the east and the west, Holy Spirit. Come and breathe upon these bones, wonderful Holy Spirit, that they would come alive. And what does it say? I saw these bones rising up, rattling. And not only these bones, but he said, prophesy, son of man, prophesy to the flesh. Come on these bones, flesh and blood. And so I prophesied, and so it happened. But they were still dead. Then God said, prophesy to the Spirit. That's what the church needs now. That's what I need now. The Holy Spirit. Prophesy to the Holy Spirit that these people that are dead would come alive and rejoice in the living God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, come. And from your celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Father of the poor. Come, source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Thou of comforter, the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. Grateful coolness in the heat. Solace in the midst of woe. O most blessed light divine. Shine within these hearts of thine. And our innermost being fill. Where thou art not, I have not. Nothing good in deed or thought. Nothing free from taint of ill. Heal my wounds, my strength renew. On my dryness pour thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt away in the blood of Jesus. Wash the stains of guilt away in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes. Give us renewal. Give us restoration. Let us experience Pentecost. Let us experience what they experienced in Acts 2. And what did they say? This Jesus, whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. The Holy Spirit always glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit proclaims Jesus Christ, King of kings, Lord of lords, forgiver of our sins, the healer of our bodies. The Holy Spirit proclaims Jesus. And what does the Word of God say? The Spirit and the church say, come. Come what? Come, Holy Spirit. Come, bring us to Christ, that we would know him personally and know his power, forgiveness, and love. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.